Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent for K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today I will cover some tips in preparing your home for winter and remind everyone of our weed management program coming November 20th in Lyons. But first, fluffy popcorn has become a popular snack. But is it safe to eat? This unique snack includes raw flour, which heightens risk of illness. On social media, there has been a buzz with the popular popcorn snack that uses a box of dry cake mix for flavor to make it fluffy. But K-State University food scientists have a cautionary message for those who indulge. Dry cake mix or any other raw flour product can cause foodborne illnesses because it has not been thoroughly heated to 160 degrees Fahrenheit for safe consumption. KSRE notes that there have been several foodborne illness outbreaks in the United States that have been traced back to raw flour that causes E. coli and salmonella infections. According to the Washington, D.C. Food-Based Safety News, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration reports at least 168 cases and 20 hospitalizations in recent years due to the consumers eating raw flour products. During milling of the grain into flour, there is not a heat treatment for most brands of flour available to consumers. Fluffy popcorn, as it has been popularly called, can be cooked at 160 degrees Fahrenheit to reduce the safety risk of eating raw flour. But the resulting effect on the popcorn may not be what most consumers want to eat. Consumers should remember that eating raw cookie dough, licking the mixing beaters, or the other forms of consuming raw flour should be avoided. After handling any raw dough or batter, wash your hands to prepare cross-contamination with other food. Raw flour products or dough may be a fun treat for kids, but keep in mind that children and older adults and immune-compressed individuals are especially vulnerable to foodborne illnesses. Just because we did this when we were younger doesn't mean that it's safe to do now. For my winter tips, here is a list of items to check both inside and outside your home before winter sets in. Have your furnace inspected. Since your heating system will probably be running consistently throughout the winter, you should have it inspected annually. Inspect the insulation in your attic and crawl spaces. Seal potential leaks. Allow for ventilation in your attic. Use window sheet kits to make your windows more efficient. Apply weather stripping around doors and window gaps. And the use of the fireplace. If you plan to use it, schedule an inspection or service by a professional. And lastly, insulate pipes that are exposed to the cold temperatures. For outside winter maintenance tips, tool checkup. Make sure all your snow removal items are ready when the first snow comes. Winterize outside faucets, removing all garden hoses and putting them up for winter. Store outdoor furniture in a dry place. Install storm windows and doors. Clear any landscape debris and waste around the heating units, gas meters, basement windows, and dryer exhaust vents. For firewood, store your wood in a dry place at least 30 feet from the house. And visually inspect your roof by performing a walk around to check all aspects of roof and house. And now for my extension news. Leaving a lasting legacy will be the title for this year's Winter Midwestern Farm Succession Planning Series. This four-part succession planning workshop series is open to all community members and is produced through the partnership by extension professionals at K-State University, the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, and Purdue University. The in-person class will be here in McPherson on January 21st, January 28th, February 4th, and February 11th, Tuesday nights, starting at 5 p.m. each night with a meal. The program will feature a live stream keynote presentation and local hands-on activities for participants to create their own farm succession plan and facilitate family and business conversations around this vital topic. Sign up can be done online by getting all the details from the McPherson County Extension Office. Plan now to attend the Weed Management Program held in Lyons at the Rice County Extension Office on November 20th. This program will deliver all the different ways that we can control our weeds. Call the office for all the details. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.